There's the tea leaves, of course, said Mrs. Whitlow, indicating a big brown pot on the table between them. I know witches often prefer them, but they always seem to me so, well, common to me. No offence meant. There probably wasn't any offence meant at that, thought Granny. Mrs. Whitlow was giving her the sort of look generally used by puppies when they're not sure what to expect next and are beginning to worry that it may be the rolled-up newspaper. She picked up Mrs. Whitlow's cup and had started to peer into it when she caught the disappointed expression that floated across the housekeeper's face like a shadow across a snowfield. Then she remembered what she was doing and turned the cup widdershins three times, made a few vague passes over it and mumbled a charm, which she normally used to cure mastitis in elderly goats, but never mind. This display of obvious magical talent seemed to cheer up Mrs. Whitlow no end. Granny wasn't normally very good at tea leaves, but she squinted at the sugar-encrusted mess at the bottom of the cup and let her mind wander. What she really needed now was a handy rat, or even a cockroach, that happened to be somewhere near Esk so that she could borrow its mind. What Granny actually found was that the university had a mind of its own. It is well known that stone can think, because the whole of electronics is based on that fact. But in some universes, men spend ages looking for other intelligences in the sky without once looking under their feet. That is because they've got the time span all wrong. From Stone's point of view, the universe is hardly created, and mountain ranges are bouncing up and down like organ stops, while continents zip backwards and forwards in general high spirits, crashing into each other from the sheer joy of momentum and getting their rocks off. It is going to be quite some time before Stone notices its disfiguring little skin disease and starts to scratch, which is just as well. The rocks from which Unseen University was built, however, have been absorbing magic for several thousands of years, and all that random power has got to go somewhere. The university has, in fact, developed a personality. Granny could sense it like a big and quite friendly animal, just waiting to roll over on its roof and have its floor scratched. It was paying no attention to her, however. It was watching Esk. Granny found the child by following the threads of the university's attention and watched in fascination as the scenes unfolded in the great hall. In there? The voice came from a long way away. I said, what do you see in there? Repeated Mrs. Whitlow. Eh? I said, what do... Oh! Granny reeled her mind in, quite confused. The trouble with borrowing another mind was you always felt out of place when you got back to your own body, and Granny was the first person ever to read the mind of a building. Now she was feeling big and gritty and full of passages. Are you all right? Granny nodded and opened her windows. She extended her east and west wings and tried to concentrate on the tiny cup held in her pillars. Fortunately, Mrs. Whitlow put her plaster complexion and stony silence down to occult powers at work, while Granny found that a brief exposure to the vast silicone memory of the university had quite stimulated her imagination. In a voice like a draughty corridor, which made the housekeeper very impressed, she wove a future full of keen young men fighting for Mrs. Whitlow's ample favours. She also spoke very quickly, because what she had seen in the great hall made her anxious to go round to the main gates again.
There is another thing, she added.
Yes, yes.
I see you hiring a new servant. You do hire the servants here, don't you? Right. And this one is a young girl, very economical, very good worker, can turn her hand to anything.
What about her, then? Said Mrs. Whitlow, already savouring Granny's surprising graphic descriptions of her future and drunk with curiosity.
These spirits are a little unclear on this point, said Granny, but it's very important that you hire her.
No problem there, said Mrs. Whitlow.
Can't keep servants here, you know, not for long. It's all the magic. It leaks down here, you know.